Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Obviously, the big news of the day, Jay Gruden fired as the head coach of the Washington Redskins. And joining us from our nation's capital, from the Team 980 and 95.9, and also, by the way, incidentally, from Milwaukee's 97.3 The Game, he's everywhere. He's Steve Zabin. He's got shows in every city in America. Zabes, how are you?
How are you?
Got to keep him guessing, boys. You got to have, you know, a number of entities on line 2, line 3 to keep them off guard. Tough business. Great to talk to you again, Mr. Schiemann. It's been a long time since you and J-Dub and Road Trip back in the day.
It has been a while. It has been. And meanwhile, while I've been bouncing from job to job and sometimes without jobs, you've always managed to have two or three simultaneously. So I've always admired that about you. So good job on that.
Well, you know, the Turk's coming for me, too. Eventually, I won't have any jobs. Then I'll move to Florida, and I'll play golf, hopefully.
Sounds good. Of course, Jay Gruden no longer has a job. This was the worst-kept secret in football. It finally happens after an 0-5 start, but I'll start off by asking your reaction to this move.
Not surprising. I always say that, and people were saying to me on the radio, like, what's it going to accomplish? You know, firing a coach mid-year. I said, boys, you're looking at it the wrong way. It's not what is it going to accomplish. It's literally, can an organization tolerate listening to a dead coach coaching for another week? It's the Monday through Friday that wears you out as a team and as a fan base. And so it was going to be intolerable to hear Jay go through the motions of, yep, we're trying hard, coaching him up, want to get him in there, working on Dwayne Haskins. Hopefully he can learn some more. Like, you just couldn't hear his voice anymore at 0-5. And as a non-competitive 0-5, they ran no plays in the red zone yesterday against the Patriots. None. Zero.
Well, I'll tell you, I just, like you, I was following your tweets when Bruce Allen was speaking. I just watched it, the whole thing. Craig and I just listened to it. My God. My goodness. I mean, so here's what I've summed up. Bill Callahan's going to be an upgrade. Numerous times, we all get it, the Redskins are 0-5. Alex Smith wasn't hurt. Maybe none of this would have happened. They don't want to trade Trent Williams. The culture is damn good, though. Oh, my God. God bless your colleague there, Tom Fitzgerald from The Athletic, who blasted about, you know, it felt like Tom Hagen and Godfather. This committee owes an apology, Senator. No, you need to apologize.
Yes.
To the fans.
Yes. And the fact that that Bruce Allen didn't have a single warm or collegial word to say about Jay Gruden after 6 years and two contracts, by the way, longest tenured Redskin coach under Dan Snyder's ownership of 20 years, and the only coach to get a second deal. Not a single thing to say about, you know what, it was a tough deal, Jay was trying his hardest, but it was time to make a change. No, none of that. Which tells me, and this is how these guys work, they're gangsters, especially Bruce Allen, who was dubbed the Prince of Darkness when he was down at Tampa Bay. They're going after Jay's money. They're going after Jay's money in a grievance. You watch. It's going to happen. Even though today Bruce Allen said it was not a firing, quote-unquote, for cause.
That's right. I remember that stuck out like a sore thumb. There's no doubt about it.
He's supposed to make, what, $5 more million a year for the next several years, right?
Just next year, I think.
Oh, next year?
Yeah.
Just next year, but you know, the remainder of this year, next.
Yeah.
And the embarrassing videos that came out on Friday came out shortly after he named Colt McCoy his starter, who stunk because he's junk. And he's the guy that only Jay believes in, Colt McCoy. And the owner didn't want to see Colt. The owner wants to see Haskins. And so I don't believe that there is coincidence in timing like that.
All right, let's follow up on that. Talking with Steve Zabin from our nation's capital. Jay Gruden fired today. Jay Gruden's managing a quarterbacks. It's been his history with the Washington Redskins. I mean, we've got RG3 and Kirk Cousins back and forth, and now the Dwayne Haskins thing. In your opinion, do you think Haskins is going to be a good professional quarterback, or is it just way too early to make that assessment?
I used to have opinions on that, Craig, and then I was in the business long enough and I was wrong enough that I decided I'm going to stop sounding stupid on this. I don't know. I can't evaluate quarterbacks like real talent evaluators do. I ask smart people though what they think to kind of cheat off of their test paper on this. And a lot of people thought that Haskins was not unlike JT Barrett or Cardell Jones or any of the other, or Terrell Pryor or any of these other Ohio State products that were in this dominant program that was blowing doors off of people. And so, therefore, he wasn't necessarily special. Yes, he put up unbelievable stats last year, but otherwise, it was hard to say that he really was a top talent in the game. So I'm dubious just because a lot of football people don't think highly of him. Now, Louis Riddick, ESPN, is a huge champion of his, and I will say I respect Louis's opinion. So the jury's out.
All right.
Well, what do you think, Bill Callahan, other than probably naming him, if he, I don't know if he's, I can't speak officially, but I'm assuming that Colt McCoy will not be starting next week. But, okay, so besides the naming a new quarterback for Bill Callahan, who's taking over on an interim basis, what can he do with this team?
I love the way you say that. So I assume he won't be starting. That's akin to the line in Spinal Tap. So are we doing Stonehenge tomorrow night?
Great line.
No, we're not doing Stonehenge. No, Colt McCoy is so not starting against the Dolphins in Tua Bowl 2019. I'm telling you, I don't know who's going to start. I'm assuming it'll be Haskins. But I have stressed, and I'll do so today on my radio show, this is the most important must-lose game this franchise has had in a long time. One click. I'm not kidding. One click in the wrong direction, win-loss, when you're down there at one or two wins, can change the course of your franchise. Remember when the Colts almost won a game and almost missed out on Andrew Luck? Now, he retired, but they had a lot of good years with him when he was healthy. That's the difference one click can make. The Skins have to lose this game. We have to have the tiebreaker over Miami because Cincinnati is in the mix at possibly 1-15 as well. So who knows?
Wait a minute. Are you guys tanking for Tua also? Because we're doing that down here in Miami.
No. We're not tanking for Tua. Tanking would be we have a plan to be bad. We're bad under our own delusional devices. At least you guys planned for this.
Well, you, sir, and your Washington Redskins are, I believe, a 3.5-point favorite on Sunday here at Hard Rock.
How do they figure that out? Seriously.
I don't know.
How do you make a line on that? The Dolphins are coming off a bye.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Is home field not worth anything? We scored 7-3 in the last 2 weeks. Why would we be favored?
new coach.
Steve Zabin is with us. Zabe, I've read two different articles today that have suggested that those in the know with Daniel Snyder says he has his eye on Mike Tomlin or Todd Bowles for next year. Any thoughts on that?
Well, he's got his eyes on a lot of people. He's also going to get a lot of dial tones if he tries to call those people. I've heard Lincoln Riley been mentioned as well. Bottom line is this. Bowles is gettable because he's not hot right now. Tomlin, I don't know about. I think Urban Meyer is 100% in play.
Really?
I wouldn't guarantee it, but I got from a good source that Greg Williams has been talking to Dan Snyder all year long, even as the coordinator of the Jets.
Wow.
And to me, that makes perfect sense because A, he's not hireable by anyone else. B, he used to be here and had success with the defensive units under Gibbs while here. And C, he would present that hard-ass, hey, everyone sit down and shut up attitude that is sellable to a fan base that is desperate for someone to come in and take charge.
Wow.
So file that one away.
We'll do.
Well, I thought Greg and Adam Gase would be going at it already on the sideline. Already, I think it'll happen sooner rather than later. I'm waiting for that. That's the only thing good about the Jets is maybe watching the coaches brawl on the sideline. But Urban Meyer, that is what kind of money would Mr. Snyder throw at him? Do you think if that ever came to fruition? Yeah, whatever it takes.
Well, money has never been an object. That's the least of the problems here.
Wow, Zabes, a lot of talk on local radio about your Nationals and the Dodgers, or is it all football all the time? Okay,
No. It'll be a healthy split today. I've got to really manage today's content to not overdo it on the Jay thing because this baseball team has been playing the best baseball of pretty much anybody since the end of May. The problem is their bullpen is straight ass. And so, Davey Martinez has done a nimble job. That's a technical baseball term. Baseball guy taught me that. Like warp and BABIP and exit velocity, straight ass would be our bullpen. And so they, so Davey's done a really nimble job of saying, look, I'll steal a couple innings from Max here. I'll steal a couple from, you know, Corbin here. It just hasn't worked out because, I mean, this Dodger team, this is a team that's a straight killer of a team. I mean, most baseball teams don't scare me. This Dodger team is frightening when they get it going.
Well, I mean, they're so hungry from the last couple of years, but they've had bullpen issues too in the past, and Kershaw's never been all that reliable. You know, as far as consistency. So, I mean, I thought the Nationals have a chance. And nothing's over yet. I mean, all these series could end today, which is amazing to me. I thought a couple of them would go a lot deeper. But, hey, I mean, you never know. I'm from Boston, so when I saw them come back from 3-0 in the Yankees, there is nothing in sports that will ever surprise me again. Nothing. So anything is possible, especially in baseball.
Yeah, and Dave Roberts is there.
Yes,
managing the Dodgers. Yeah. I mean, That steal is maybe the greatest play in baseball history, I think. That and Willie Mays catching the ball over his head in center field like a basket.
Talking with Steve Zabin. Zabes, you also do a show through technology, a morning show in Milwaukee. So I guess a lot of Giannis Antetokounmpo. When his contract is he a lifer, Buck, or is he going to be pursued by everybody and go to so-called greener pastures elsewhere?
It's going to be a very turbulent year. Because the GM of the Bucks, John Horst, got fined for simply stating the facts, which is Giannis will be eligible for the Supermax next summer, and he will receive a Supermax offer.
Yeah.
They deem that tampering, believe it or not. They'll be coming for him. The good thing is for the Bucks, Giannis loves the city. He loves the team. And so he is not your typical American AAU player who wants to be a movie star necessarily. He's more about basketball, and he loves how the city has embraced him. But I'd be very nervous once the time comes that he can't be lured away. I think it's 50-50, to be honest.
All right, we'll keep our eye on that situation. Zabes, we got to talk more often, man. This is fantastic. Thanks for coming on today.
Boys, it was fun. Two a bowl. 2019. I can't wait.
And let us know when Mr. Snyder's your guest, because I'd love to maybe we'll simulcast that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be the fifth of never. He doesn't talk to the media at all.
What are you talking about? Bruce Allen just said he's available from time to time. Come on.
Yeah, Bruce Allen says a lot of
things. I know.
Most of them are lies. All right, boys.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Abe. Always a good time. That was fantastic. That's an all-timer interview right there. We got a lot we got to rehash from that. The fifth of never. I love that.
Urban Meyer.
Meyer, Greg Williams. I mean, I want to talk about all this when we come back. Although we've got an OJ tweet as we've got to get to when we come back. So we'll take care of all that on the program. And we are 1 hour away from Wikipedia, which today will be week 5 NFL trivia. So it's all fresh in your head. You got a shot at this. That'll be 1 hour from now. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.